History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
One thing you will not call me during this phone call is somebody who's anything other than devastated. And I said that weeks ago, and I got made fun of. Oh, you're going to be devastated over losing a 41-year-old player entering his 24th year. And I got to say, I am. Now, I never acted entitled. I do not understand the fans that just thought he owed it to us somehow to finish his career here. I thought, if anything, LeBron's entire career has been about player empowerment, making sure the players hold the cars, not the owners, not the team. And while he says all the nice things about fans, I think we know in the end, like, they do this for them. They do this for their legacies. And yeah, if they can cheer up fans along the way, they'll do it. I don't know how you guys feel when it comes to that. I've been able to listen to a little bit so far today, but I'm not getting on here ruining the day that we ever got in bed with LeBron James. Like, it's up to us. It's up to the Cavs to make it a palatable situation that he wants to come to, and he didn't choose us. It sucks. The Mike Gansey part of this doubly sucks. The Dean Wade part of this triply sucks. It all kind of sucks today, but life will go on. I still think the Cavs have a chance to be decent this year, and I'm interested to see what kind of a pivot they can make now that they didn't get them.
This is Cleveland Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
And they have made the pivot, ladies and gentlemen. You can sleep easy at night. We can party in the streets. Folks, Mario Hezonja, a Cleveland Cavalier! We got him! We got him! We got Mario Hezonja. A Cleveland Cavalier! No. We didn't get LeBron. Daryl Ryder. We didn't get Ken Carmen either today. Because Ken Carmen was certainly, if you've been listening to him the last 2 weeks, he was not going to be held hostage by LeBron James, Rich Paul. I got some issues with seeing Cotton. Got some big issues with him. He was leading people astray. Chad Mraz, he didn't do anything. That was a former LeBron teammate, too. Mav, maybe Mav did. I'm not sure.
There's a few that were selling LeBron's return for a third time pretty hard.
Does anybody have an issue with, and we'll get into the nuts and bolts of this. We got Danny Cunningham at 720. You never know who might pop in. Second half of the show as well. We had all sorts of stuff happen over the weekend. We do have Browns as they get ready to embark on their new journey this year. The Guardians are playing the worst baseball they've played all year. I know the LeBron thing hit on Friday, basically as we were out the door, so we didn't get a chance to comment on it. Ken didn't get a chance to comment on it. Ken is on sabbatical. That's how much the LeBron news has devastated him. He does have practice this week. So LeBron did not get in the way of Ken molding the next group of powerhouse football players.
Oh, I thought it was the specter of another riveting Browns quarterback competition that set him on sabbatical.
Ken's
again.
Got notes. He's got the notes ready to go. I'm very curious what Ken and Daryl and Owen and John Colavita, Ace and Gary in the back, young Joey. I am interested to hear them and their thorough investigation over the Jerry Jeudy stuff that happened over the weekend. But we have to start front and center. LeBron is not a Cavalier. I want to know who's to blame. Who's to blame, Daryl? I know you were on this weekend, and this is one of those things where, yes, I thought we were getting LeBron. Yeah. I said I'd be devastated if we didn't get LeBron.
Are you devastated this morning?
I am. I am. It sucks. Not because I thought it was like 2014 where I thought it was going to be Cavs every night, national television, and championships. Like, they would have gotten national TV, well, but they were the championship thing. I think it would have helped them. It certainly wouldn't have put them ahead of Oklahoma City, the Spurs, or even the Knicks. And I was adamant about that before. This isn't revisionist history. I said that at the time, but I thought LeBron, even at 41, 24 years in, was a massive upgrade over Dean Wade. And now you get to join forces with Dean Wade over in Philly.
I was expecting to wake up this morning and see in my inbox the upcoming NBA schedule from Adam Silver. I mean, he's had a couple of days now to finish this thing off.
Oh, that's right. What's he waiting for?
Yeah. What are we waiting on, Adam?
Did they also...
You found out on Friday, LeBron to Philly. How hard is it to fill in the rest of the schedule now?
Did they also have the lovely husband and wife that used to create the baseball schedule every year? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that story.
Or was that just...
No, I think that was true. I mean,
definitely true.
Were they in Nebraska or Wisconsin, Iowa?
I think.
Come on.
They used to like make the schedules like on whiteboards and stuff. I had to erase our whiteboard on Friday.
I know, Daryl. I was sad to see it go.
The Rich Paul whiteboard. You know what? I actually messed up. I should have trolled everybody by leaving the Philadelphia 76ers on the board. I should have erased everything on the whiteboard except the Philadelphia 76ers portion. I should not have erased that. I apologize.
What a coup, right? What a coup for Mike Gansey. He's in Philly.
He's the executive of the year, right?
Exactly right. I mean,
turn in your ballots now.
100%. Now, we'll see if any of their players... We'll see if LeBron gets through the season. We'll see if Joel Embiid gets through the season.
It depends if that turns into a big dumpster fire, though. We'll see.
I mean,
it looks good on paper right now. Everyone's got them penciled into the conference finals and NBA finals, but... I mean, how many free agency, regardless if it's baseball, basketball, football, how many free agency bananas have just kind of blown up in teams' faces, you know, over the years? I mean, we see it all the time where we're talking about teams making splashes in free agency and bringing in all these players and how they're going to win the championship or play for the championship, and then their season turns into an unmitigated disaster. So just because Mike Gansey has had himself a very fine offseason, signing Dean Wade, trading for Brown, and then getting LeBron James, there's no guarantee. I'll say this. When you talk about who's to blame, LeBron's to blame. There's no one else to blame. It's not Rich Paul, as much as I do want to blame him because he's talking out of both sides of his mouth with all the sources say reporting that's coming from, you know, Wendy and Joe Vardin and Scoop B and all the David Aldridge, all the national reporters that are doing these in-depth behind the scenes of LeBron's big decision to go to Philadelphia, right? The narratives surrounding the Cavaliers. But if you've paid attention to various multimedia productions surrounding LeBron, whether it's Rich Paul's podcast, whether it's, you know, podcasts that LeBron has done, it's all contradictory, right? We're blaming the Cavs trading Darius Garland to the Clippers for why LeBron didn't come back. We're now blaming the fact that they're supposedly surprised that Donovan Mitchell was the superstar that was not moved by the Cavaliers. But there's evidence that, LeBron actually felt that Donovan had a little more to offer than Darius did. Oh, by the way, Rich Paul's, happened to admit on his own podcast, I think it was last summer, where he had told Darius this is going to be your last year in Cleveland. So, like, I have
10 myths. We're going to get to this later in the show.
I mean, just come out and say you didn't want to play for the Cavs. You accomplished everything you were going to accomplish in Cleveland. There was no reason to go back in Philadelphia to climb the mountain again. And that's that. Like, what's with all these excuses? And what are you covering for? There's nothing to cover. There's nothing, you know, you won the championship here. So there's nothing to feel bad about not choosing the Cavaliers. I just don't know why there's all these excuses, or as you put them, myths that are being circulated about why LeBron did not come back to the Cavaliers. It's a waste of time.
Well, right now, there's no doubt that the pressure is on Kobe, the pressure is on the Cavs, because it looks like, because they have not made a move, other than Hezonja yesterday.
They re-signed Donovan Mitchell.
This is key here. If you look at...
They drafted Malik in the second round.
What the teams have done across the Eastern Conference landscape...
You're dismissing all those moves?
I don't think their offseason has really begun yet. And I think that's bothering people that they have been on hold because they were talking confident. Let's be honest. Kenny Atkinson at the Summer League was talking extremely confidently about LeBron. The James Harden in Brazil, or caught up with at the soccer, the World Cup, ESPN Brazil talked to him and he said, that's the plan. Everything led to the Cavs coveting LeBron and kind of basing their offseason on LeBron, which right. I know on its surface, on paper, that seems crazy.
Probably a bad idea to be counting on LeBron if you're the Cavaliers.
Well, it's, yeah, they know better than anybody how finicky this can be and how they never have known what LeBron is thinking. I think that's part of the good and the bad of LeBron. Like, LeBron is not somebody that you could see these moves coming from a mile away. Look, Kenny and I had argued like 4 weeks ago about the Knicks. Like, he thought I was goofing about the Knicks, and I think clearly now we know. I think his move was the Knicks until they won the championship.
So, just like the Cavaliers now have to go to their plan B this offseason, the Sixers were LeBron's plan B. His original desire...
Well, after they got Jaylen Brown.
Right. Well, his original desire was to sign with the Knicks. Then the Knicks won the NBA championship. We're like, yeah, bro, we're good. We got the trophy. We're good. You don't need to come here. So, he had to then pivot and find his next challenge. There was no challenge left for him in Cleveland. He already won the championship. In doing so, he beat the winningest team in regular season NBA history. In doing so, he became the only team to come back from down 1-3 in a finals. There was not. It doesn't get any better for with that. And of his four championships, the championship that everybody remembers, it's not the bubble title with the Lakers, it's not the two with the Heat, it is 2016 with the Cavaliers.
That's true.
Cleveland, this is for you. That is what everyone remembers when you're talking about LeBron's legacy. Now, if he goes to Philadelphia and wins a championship with his fourth different franchise, well, maybe the legacy shifts a little bit. But, you know, this notion that the Cavaliers put all the eggs in the LeBron basket. Look, I hope the pitch wasn't come home all the feels, LeBron, because that's not LeBron. And if that was the pitch, and I don't know what the Cavaliers pitched him, okay? But if that was the pitch, Anthony, that's 2010 all over again. When, remember the stories about they had the video of all their inside childish jokes,
cartoon,
or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then meanwhile, Pat Riley, walks in and he just starts putting rings on the table in front of LeBron. You know what I'm saying? Completely pulled. So I hope that wasn't the pitch to LeBron was, hey, come home for all the feels.
Well, hey,
we made you cry in January with our tribute video. Cause that's not what drives LeBron. Winning and competing for championships. That's what drives LeBron. Okay. And if you look at, and I've said this about the Cavaliers, yes, they got to the conference finals. They got swept. I felt this was a major opportunity to miss. Had they been able to get by the Knicks, they could have beaten the Spurs. They would have beaten the Spurs, okay? And we would have had a second NBA championship. But they
you
didn't
think
do that.
The Cavs would have?
Yes, I think the Cavaliers would have.
Ooh,
yes.
Errol, spicy,
yes,
on a Monday morning.
Absolutely. Massive, massive opportunity to miss by them. Because now, like, this past season was supposed to be the easy path to the NBA Finals. Now look at the Eastern Conference. It's now a gauntlet all of a sudden.
Well, now tanking's gone. Everybody is motivated to get out of the bottom three
There's five or six teams that could win the Eastern Conference this coming season.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very interesting. I want to hear from the fans on this. 216-474-0092. I know the news hit Friday. I want to know how people having the weekend to take it all in. Right. And
hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Try to figure out where you were on your LeBron feelings because, you know, it happened on cue. I once the news happened, it was... LeBron did us dirty again. Get rid of the statue. He means nothing to us. I don't believe any of that.
I was convinced he was coming back.
I was too.
And you know what? I should have known better.
Why, Daryl?
I should have known better.
You're the Browns beat reporter, not the LeBron beat reporter.
I've had two tours with LeBron. I was prepared to sign up for a third.
So why should you have seen this coming?
I should have known better. Because having a couple of nights to sleep on it and digest it and read everything over the weekend here, it stared me right in the face how obvious it was. He really was not going to come back to the Cavaliers.
Why do you say that?
Because, again, what drives him is competing for championships.
Habs were good last year.
Well, he was in search of his next purpose in the NBA. Like, think about this, right? His first tour with the Cavaliers, got to one NBA Finals, got back to the Conference Finals, got beat up pretty bad by Orlando, really didn't sniff the Finals again. His purpose became winning championships. He goes to Miami, four straight Finals, wins two titles. Then his purpose became, I need to make good on what I did in 2010 to Cleveland. Let's go home and try and win a championship. That became his purpose. He did it. Then it was, okay, let's see if we can do a little dynasty here in Cleveland real quick. Like, nope, they got KD. Can't do that. Now my purpose, the Lakers, heritage franchise in the NBA, has fallen on hard times. My purpose now, go out there, establish my post-career business setup, and help them return to glory. Well, won a championship there, albeit in the bubble, but a championship's a championship. So he served his purpose in L.A. What's his next purpose? Well, coming back to the Cavaliers, I don't know what his next purpose with the Cavaliers would have been other than just trying to repeat what he did the second time around with them. So now his purpose is to elevate another NBA franchise and bring them a championship. He wanted to do it with the Knicks. That was going to be his purpose. I'm going to go to New York and be the knight in shining armor to end their drought and their misery. Whoop, too late. That's already been done. Brunson took care of that this year, right? So now, okay, where can I go to have purpose? Golden State? Nah, not really. That was a dynasty for a while. And also, I was the victim of said dynasty. So Philadelphia makes pretty good sense.
All right, listen to Daryl on a Monday. All right, 216-474-0092. Central question is obvious that we're going to get into. Who is to blame for LeBron James no longer being a Cavalier when we come back? I told you, I have 10 different myths I would like to debunk. 10. Do we even have time the rest of the show? I have 10 of them. We have audio proof. We'll go through it all. I've seen so much nonsense, some of it coming from people on this very station.
Are they ranked?
You know what? I do have them. Maybe more in chronological order, but we'll get to that. Plus, why me, Anthony, who said I'd be devastated if we didn't get LeBron? Why I think I will be booing LeBron the first chance I get when he comes to Cleveland. We'll get to all that straight ahead on Sports Radio 92.3. The Fan.
LeBron announced he's going to the Sixers, which I was, the reason why I was telling you that all that stuff was false.
Right.
You know, all this speculation. And again, these guys are just trying to do their job. So I'm not, but ultimately we wanted to be very, very, very tight to the vest.
Of course.
Because, you know, it was a tough decision for him.
And did he just make the decision? How long has he known about the Sixers?
He just really decided on it, like,
100%.
Bang, bang, yeah.
Was it down to the Sixers and Golden State at the end?
It was pretty layered across the board.
Okay.
Yeah.
There were a lot of layering going on the Mind the Game podcast. Rich Paul, Max Kellerman, The Ringer. There's a lot of layers, I think, a lot of lies and layers over the past month, and they were jerking us around, let's be honest.
They have been having fun.
Hey, I wish, honestly, I think it would be a lot of fun to be, like, Rich is a multi-millionaire. He has a chance to be if he wants.
He's the de facto NBA commissioner.
Well, if he wants to be a GM, if he wants to be a president.
No, why would you? You control 32 NBA franchises as an agent.
Look,
you had the entire league on hold for 4 weeks. 4 weeks. Nobody was conducting league business until they knew what LeBron was going to do. Why would you give up that kind of power?
I think it would be a lot of fun to sit there. The whiteboard thing was such a good bit. I was jealous. As a radio professional, as somebody who is supposed to be in charge of driving content all the time, that whiteboard bit was hilarious. It was all lies. None of it,
yes.
Like they were just joking. The whole thing was a bit.
We got trolled for 4 weeks.
Absolutely. And you know what? All of us are guilty of
running
with it.
And we were glued to that podcast.
Because what else did we have?
Yeah.
Right? No breadcrumbs were really starting to get out there after.
Could you imagine Drew Rosenhaus? Pick, I don't know, whatever top free agent you want that's a Drew Rosenhaus client. Could you imagine Drew Rosenhaus doing a series of podcasts on his client's free agency, or Tom Condon or one of these other super agents doing a series of podcasts on their client's free agency over the course of a month. I can't. I've never seen anything like that in my life professionally.
Look, this is Rich Paul's world. I've said this. People don't seem to care about the Rich Paul part of this because he's not the basketball player. But in many
ways,
best
thing ever happened to him was running into LeBron at the airport.
Well, and he gets all sorts of flack. People line up to be like, well, you're only in this position because of LeBron. It's like, yeah, you know what? A lot of other people's crossed paths with LeBron. They didn't become this powerful.
Right.
You know, and by the way, I say the same thing about Maverick Carter, how incredibly people don't even know how he moves the needle in Hollywood and elsewhere because he's not as self-promoting.
Right.
Maybe as some of the other people. But the three of them, what they, I watched LeBron and Maverick Carter play basketball together.
Yeah.
Way back when, my senior year of high school. I've told the story on the air. To see where they have all come in all these years, it is an amazing story. It's not the story people care about today. We're without LeBron James. And to hear Rich Paul talk about this, people are getting angrier and angrier and angrier because why? We don't have the answers. We did not control the situation. Kobe Altman, it is his job to build a roster that would make LeBron want to come here for that final leg of the journey, that final leg of that championship journey. And while, I thought getting to the Eastern Conference Finals was a big deal. Many disagreed with me. Clearly, LeBron
disagreed
James
with you.
And Kobe and Rich Paul. Clearly, they disagreed. If Jaylen Brown doesn't get sold pennies on the dollar by the Boston Celtics, what kind of conversation are we having today?
What if the Cavaliers traded for Jaylen Brown? What if the Cavs, I don't know, did or did not make other moves? I still say LeBron wasn't coming home. Now that I've had time to sleep on this and look back on it and reflect over the last 4 weeks and really dissect what Rich Paul said on all those podcasts with Max Kellerman, LeBron was never coming home. They made it sound like he was coming home. I mean, we had Cupcake Person reporting LeBron was coming home. We had childhood friends of LeBron saying, yeah, LeBron's coming home. Yeah, I don't think he's ever coming home. I really don't. It is true. The Cavaliers were a contender. They were in consideration. He wasn't picking them.
All right, so would he have picked the Cavs if all the clutch clients were here? If I'm being dead serious.
By the way, I don't think the Cavaliers employ any clutch clients anymore, do they?
No, not right now.
Okay.
But if,
are they ever going to have another clutch client again?
Yeah, how can you be an NBA team and not take them seriously? He is, you know, one of the leading agencies representation of NBA
players. Kind of feels like Rich Paul couldn't wait to get his clutch clients out of Cleveland. I'm just saying.
Well, and we're going to get to that when I told you 10 in my hand, 10 different things that I've heard over the weekend that I want to debunk. And we even have some audio to prove it as well. But I want to get, before we get to the fans here, I know they're lining up to talk. The blame game on LeBron. I have been at times the afternoon show, Ken Carmen, they've called me Whammer. They have said I've been carrying the water for the Cavs based on a lot of my defense of Kobe and the Harden trade, which I will reiterate for the 100th time, made the team better, gave them more financial flexibility.
Yeah. Got him out of the second apron.
And they got past the second round. Check, check, check. Three things that were not happening. Had Darius Garland been on the team? I've done that to death.
Well, James Harden actually played in the playoffs, whereas Darius Garland would not have played
in
the playoffs.
And he's better than Darius Garland. I don't know how many. Nobody in the league thinks Darius is better.
Well, he's definitely better dribbling basketballs off his knees and ankles than Darius Garland is.
Darius needs to play in the playoffs. And by the way, he definitely had no problems committing turnovers when he was going up against Indiana. And we can look at the Knicks a few years ago. Whatever. I don't know how this is even controversial. I know what Rich Paul said. I know what he put on the whiteboard. He's also his agent.
Yes.
Like, you got to remember that, guys. This isn't hard. Don't fall for
the banana in the tailpipe.
There is so much in the way of they're clowning a lot of the media and fans.
Yes.
When they do this. And when I see what Windy put out there, and I think Windy is one of the best. I don't even have to go through all the things that I need to say about what I've been reading him from day one. He got played by Rich Paul in this. So many people got played by Rich Paul during this process.
We all got played by Rich Paul in this process.
And I did warn people last week that I said in many ways, this might be more about Rich Paul and trying to advance the ball forward for all of his clients than anything LeBron. I thought LeBron had his mind made up a few weeks ago. Turns out he probably did, but it was for Philadelphia. That was my misstep. It wasn't for Cleveland.
Well, I did say for a couple weeks not to discount the 76ers, that they were a dark horse to sign him. I didn't actually think it was going to happen, though. Again, because I was convinced, based on everything that I was hearing that was being put out there, I'm like, he's coming back. Like, all signs point to Cleveland, Ohio for this thing, and I should have known better. Because, again, like it's not when you talk about a tenure with the Cavaliers, Anthony. You're never topping 2016. Number one, number two. What if he came back and he didn't win the championship again? Right? Whether it was 2 or 3 years that he'd be back to wrap up his career. Okay, but he didn't win another championship. He retired with 4 instead of 5 or maybe 6. Okay. I think that weighed heavily on him when he was making this decision. And again, look at all the contending teams. Miami, he already won 2 titles there. Golden State, he was on the receiving end of that dynasty. So there's no drought in Golden State. In fact, the Warriors came back and won a title a couple years ago, right? The Knicks were out because they had won the championship. So he can't be the hero there in New York. He can go to Philadelphia now and be the hero. Like, that was the one spot of all the contenders where he could show up and be the hero. And nobody loves being the hero more than LeBron James. That's a big part of what drives him. And I don't mean that as a negative. That's not me being sarcastic.
Well, that's a cool facetious thing. That'd be amazing.
Like, that drives him. And to be able to do things never done before, because the number one thing that gets held against him in the GOAT conversation is, well, Jordan won 6 titles with the Bulls, went 6-0 in the NBA finals. Okay. I think LeBron's been to what, 10, 11 finals? He's won 4 of them. And the fact that he's lost 5, 6 NBA finals has been used against him. Like, that's
silly.
It's ridiculous because you look at some of the teams he went to the finals with, they had no business being in the finals. Yeah. Okay?
The Warriors teams in 2017 and 2018 were some of the best teams I've ever seen in my life.
And also, too, LeBron, those 2 years, played some of his best basketball ever. The Cavaliers, I would argue the Cavaliers the year after they won the championship, okay? The 16-17 season, I would argue that Cavalier team was better than the 2016 NBA champions. And they got their you know what handed to them in the NBA finals by Golden State, okay? And then we know what happened in the 18 NBA finals before LeBron left for Los Angeles. So, like, the hero thing, to be the knight in shining armor, to be the guy that lifts and elevates a franchise, it's been, what, 43 years now? It's hard to believe 1983 is 43 years ago. I can't believe, like, I just, those words coming out of my mouth are hard for me to digest.
Well,
but
yeah,
it's been 43 years since the Sixers have won an NBA title.
And he wants to deliver a championship so much for the city of Philadelphia that he's going to live in New York City.
The happiness thing's a joke, by the way.
216-474-0092. I can tell you, I will be booing LeBron, when he makes his return.
What?
I will explain why when we come back here. Plus, I want to hear from the fans. I'm sorry. We are just loaded today. We're probably going to have to push things back. We've got Danny Cunningham as well at 7:20. Your chance to win Lake Erie Crushers tickets as well. Many of you feel crushed by the decision of LeBron James not to come back to Cleveland, but you'll have your chance to win Crushers tickets at 8 o'clock. Lima, Daryl in for Ken Carmen. He is scribbling together his halfback, fullback dive plays here on Sports. All right, we are loaded No time for dilly-dally.
I was hoping Todd was going to say how jacked up he was in that promo.
You know what? I am jacked up for the Browns. Forget LeBron. LeBron's done. I'm going to boo LeBron. Did say that. We got Danny Cunningham at 720. Would never boo him. I'm going to boo LeBron, which sounds crazy.
Why?
Because I didn't even blame. I did not blame LeBron for this. Like, if
so then
anything,
why are you going to boo him?
Here is why.
That makes no sense.
I will explain it the best way I can. I said I was devastated that they didn't get LeBron. I wanted them to get LeBron. This
well,
team,
that's your fault.
Can I ask you one question before you get to why you're going to boo him?
Go ahead.
Who do you blame?
I blame Rich Paul more than anything. And by
who's also a Clevelander, right? He's not. It's not like this is some guy from L.A.
Yes,
that was ran an agency, and I mean, he was made by LeBron.
Like,
just because he's a Clevelander, that doesn't mean he loves Cleveland.
That's not what I'm saying, Daryl.
No, I know. I'm just saying, with Rich.
But the whole point has been like, if it's homecomings and all that, mm-hmm. who wouldn't want the guy to be, you know? If we're truly about homecomings, if you're the hometown guy, why would you not want your guy to be with the team? We've brought up how many clutch clients are there right now with Cleveland Cavaliers?
Yeah, zero. And I honestly think this is where I...
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Disagreed with Daryl.
I don't think that's a coincidence, by the way.
Well, part of it was they paid Donovan.
You're saying Rich Paul hates Cleveland?
And they pay. I don't.
Not what I'm saying at all.
Well, it's what you're insinuating.
I think that is true.
Listen, I think Rich Paul would be happy to have Cleveland overpay all his clients. He would put Anthony Davis here tomorrow. If the Cavs would be happy to sign him to a max extension, despite the fact Anthony Davis only plays, you know, a third of the games.
He plays Darius Garland minutes.
Yeah, I think he would have been happy to have Darius here had the Cavs not have paid Donovan Mitchell. Once they paid Donovan Mitchell, the writing was on the wall, and that started the whole process. But don't forget, the Cavs actually gave Darius Garland the extension before they needed to. That rookie max extension, the first day they could offer it to him, they gave it to him, despite the fact on my personal rankings, Darius has never been, I've always used the term, you can see it on social media, he's never been a top 14 point guard in the league. I know he's been an all-star.
With Evan.
Yeah, but I thought that made more sense than Darius. I don't think so. They went out of their way to help a clutch client in the past. So I think there's a lot of stuff getting misconstrued here. But why I would boo LeBron when he comes back, here is the one thing I know for a fact. There were people in LeBron's camp that were toying with people in Northeast Ohio. They were. I got the DM. The people that were trafficking in the LeBron news, and they were guaranteeing LeBron's return. They were altering Kalshi and the prediction markets. Part of it was one high school teammate in particular. They were just messing with some people on social media. I've seen the videos. I've seen the DMs.
Yeah,
like, that hurts. I'm not saying LeBron orchestrated that. Maybe they were just doing it to pass the time and were having fun. Maybe they were doing it to alter the prediction markets, which is kind of a serious thing now that real money is on the hook. How, like, $200+ million were bet on this. I know Dan Levitard went after their manipulation of the prediction markets. I know that Jeff Perlman went after Pat McAfee for the prediction markets. Like, we do have to have a conversation about this at some point.
Well, they manipulate the stock market.
Well, there is real money that is being... Now, maybe it's on you if you want to put money in this stuff and that's your recreation. Maybe that's on you and not on anybody else for doing it. But I do know people, the traffic in this stuff, they feel like they were let down big time because of some of the insider stuff that was going down. But why I will boo, it's a long way to get to, why I will boo LeBron, someone who I cherish and the memories and all that stuff. It's simple. This is a game at some point. There are winners and losers. And one of the things that does not go unnoticed and everybody should take inventory of is LeBron's trying to win a championship. He's trying to add to the trophy case. He's trying to win championship number five.
And he'll try and do it at the expense of the Cavaliers now.
There. Bingo. Bingo. And once that is understood, when people understand the motivations, LeBron was not going to help the Cavs in any way if he wasn't going to the Cavs. Why? They're in the Eastern Conference. The Cavs could be competing with them. The Cavs were in the Eastern Conference Finals last year. He knows that they're not some joke of a basketball team. I know some of you want to act like that right now, but the Cavs are still good and still have potential moves to make with the Jared Allen situation hanging over them. I've been on the phone. I mean, the last 3 days, my wife wants to kill me because Bath and Bedtime was upset last night because of some of the phone calls I was making. I even have Jonathan Kuminga intel that we can get to later because their pursuit of Kuminga is still potentially in play.
Why would we wait on that?
Why would, what, the Cavs?
No, the Kuminga intel.
Oh, you want the Kuminga intel now?
Well, I mean, if it's important to Cleveland, I think we got to.
It is important. Well, he'd be their best athlete tomorrow. He'd be the best wing they've had in years, even though I know people like to rip up and down how bad Kuminga is. Like, no, the Lakers desperately want Jonathan Kuminga. Are the Lakers not trying to contend? Are the Lakers not trying to put really good players around Luka Doncic? Like, the Kuminga works out in Cleveland. His agent, Aaron Turner, in here is Cleveland. I know their whole operation very well. I'm just here to tell you, like, I think Kuminga can help the Cavs. I do. Does it put him over the hump to win a championship? No, he's 23 years old. Like, he still has a lot of development that needs to be done. I also saw him in a few playoff games last year give the Knicks way more a run for their money than anything the Cavs wings gave the Knicks last year. I do think he's got the, quote, dog in him a little bit. He's got a lot of people to prove wrong. He has, in some ways, some people think he has wasted a lot of money in his pursuit, whether it was in Golden State or, you know, with what happened in Atlanta. I just know he helped Golden State in the playoffs at times. Like, people don't understand to me how he could fit in Cleveland. I can tell you, I think he could help them. And there are going to be conversations today. I know Kobe Altman is back from his family vacation. Yes, he was vacationing when, I don't know if that was out there, he was vacationing when this news hit. This is a time of the year when a lot of the people around the NBA are vacationing, so it's a little late in the offseason. I know you had your Giannis move immediately. You had your Jaylen Brown move. But people wondered if the Hezonja thing means that's the end of Jonathan Kuminga. No, I don't think it is. But
it shouldn't.
But, you know, it's a little bit delicate because of the Cavs financing situation. There'd have to be a sign and trade. I know that Atlanta would be interested to have Jared Allen.
It needs to be a sign and trade because so that Kuminga can make what he wants to make. I mean, the Cavaliers could sign him as a free agent.
He's technically an unrestricted free agent. Yeah.
But he's not going to come here for what the Cavaliers would be able to sign him for. Right. And that's also part, not just the Kuminga situation specifically, but it's also part of the reason that James Harden has not signed his extension.
Which is important.
He, you know, look, I'm not a big fan of having to watch James Harden the next 3 years, but I'm going to give him his credit. First of all, they don't get to the conference finals without him.
That's a fact.
He's also part of the reason that they didn't advance any further. But
I think
also,
a lot of Cavs were the reason they didn't advance any further.
Fair.
Who played? Did anybody play well against the Knicks? Anybody?
Nobody did.
I know Harden's gotten like 100% of the blame on the afternoon show,
but
nobody played well in that series.
But I'm going to give him a tremendous amount of credit. He is sitting back and waiting to sign his extension with
the
Cavaliers
to help
so that Kobe Altman can make the necessary moves this offseason to make it a better basketball
team. That they could not have made if Darius was here because of his contract. The whole point.
Or they could not have made if Harden opted in to that option.
Right.
So like, Harden is actually facilitating.
Or trying to.
Okay, that's fair. He's attempting to facilitate an avenue for Kobe Altman to make this a better basketball team. Now it's on Kobe Altman to make it a better basketball team.
Yes, they've lost right now on the ledger. They have lost Dean Wade, who started playoff games for them, and they lost Keon Ellis. and they haven't.
Here's one for you. Is Kuminga an upgrade from Dean Wade? Because Dean's more of a defensive player. Yeah. Dean is a better Isaac Okoro,
yeah,
right?
I think he is an upgrade.
Well, then guess what?
If
you can get Kuminga, you've now plussed the roster.
They have nobody that can that can ignite a fast break. They have no athleticism on the team. Dean Wade, I loved his size, but he wasn't a freak athlete. Kuminga's a freak athlete. Like, we don't have any of that. We have nobody that can get back on defense when a shot goes up. James Harden would shoot a three, and then nobody could get back on defense in the Eastern Conference Finals. Like, Kuminga is a guy that can be smothering. He can do OG Anunoby things. He's not OG, I want to be clear. He's also only 23. Like, he's nowhere near to where he's going to be as a basketball player like 5 years from now.
Yeah, I mean, and he can create some offense. Evan Mobley can't create offense. They have Evan Mobley dribbling the ball up the floor. Like, you have all these ball handlers on this team, and you have Evan Mobley dribbling the ball up the floor.
Yeah, I think people need to understand that the Cavs need to get athletic. I've heard people saying DeMar DeRozan. Like, no, that doesn't help them whatsoever for where they have their weaknesses right now. And you saw it. They're a good regular season team, and they're a decent playoff team, believe it or not. They're a decent playoff team, but they have no athleticism, and they need to find that in a hurry, and I think Kuminga is a guy that can certainly help them. 216-474-0092. We have taken up all the oxygen in the first hour of the show. I swear I want to hear from you, the fans.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.